The next word is desire. The word desire in Russian is желание. Pronounced желание. It's a noun, meaning a strong wish or longing for something. Here is an example sentence. У меня есть желание поехать в Россию. У меня. Pronounced у меня, this is a possessive phrase meaning I have. It is in the genitive case, the case of possession. Есть. Pronounced есть, this is the verb to be in the present tense, third person singular, meaning there is. It is used to mean I have or I possess. Желание. Pronounced желание, this is the noun desire and is the subject of the sentence. Поехать. Pronounced поехать, this is the verb to go in the infinitive form. In this case it is used to express the desire for a specific action. В Россию. Pronounced в Россию, this prepositional phrase means to Russia, with the preposition в, pronounced в, meaning to. Translation: I have a desire to go to Russia. Variations: the verb желать, pronounced желать, means to desire and can be used in place of the noun желание. You can say я желаю поехать в Россию. Pronounced я желаю поехать в Россию, I desire to go to Russia. Key concept: using the verb желать to express desire is more direct, while using the noun желание adds a sense of possession or ownership of the desire. Pronunciation: желание, желание, поехать, поехать, в Россию, в Россию, есть, есть, у меня, у меня, я, я. English: desire, Russian: желание. Pronounced: желание. The next word is path. The word path in English has a few different meanings, but here I will focus on the physical path, as in walking path or hiking path. The Russian word for path is тропа. Pronounced тропа. The тропа is used in the context of a natural path, such as a path through a forest or a path in the mountains. It is a noun, feminine gender, and the ending changes to ü in the plural. Here's an example sentence. Мы шли по узкой тропе, которая вела к вершине горы. Let's break down the sentence. Мы, my, we, шли, шли, were walking, past tense. По, along, on. Узкой, узкой, narrow, feminine, singular. Тропе, trope, path, feminine, singular. Которая, которая, which, feminine, singular. Вела, вела, led, past tense, feminine. Ка, ке, то. Вершине, вершине, top, feminine, singular. Гору, гори, mountain, feminine, singular. English translation: we walked along a narrow path that led to the top of the mountain. Key concepts: gendered nouns. Nouns in Russian have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The ending of the adjective changes based on the noun's gender. Prepositional cases: the word по is a preposition used with the dative case, which means it specifies the place where something happens. Past tense: the past tense of verbs in Russian changes based on the gender and number of the subject. Pronunciation guide: тропа, тропа, Pro, as in troop, and pa, as in father. Uskai. Uskoi, us, as in ooze, and koi, as in boy. Vila. Vela, v, as in very, and la, as in la. Vishuni. Vershine, v, as in very, and shine, as in sunshine. Remember to practice the pronunciation carefully, and don't be afraid to ask for help from your teacher or a native speaker if you're having trouble. The next word is topic. The word topic in Russian is tema. Tema. Here is a sample sentence using the word tema. Эта тема очень интересна для меня. Эта тема очень интересна для меня. Эта. Эта. This feminine nominative singular. Тема. Тема. Topic feminine nominative singular. Очень. Ocean. Very. Интересно. Интересно. Interesting, feminine singular, nominative case. Для. Для. For. Меня. Меня. Me. This sentence translates to. This topic is very interesting for me. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This influences the form of adjectives and other words that modify them. Тема. Is a feminine noun. Case. Russian nouns have six cases, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, and prepositional. The case of a noun depends on its function in a sentence. In this example, тема is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence. Pronunciation. Это. Это. Pronounced as eta. Тема. Тема. Pronounced as тема. Очень. Ocean. Pronounced as ocean. Интересно. Интересно. Pronounced as интересно. Для. Для. Pronounced as для. Меня. Меня. Pronounced as меня. Variations of the word. Тема. Тему. Теми. Topics, feminine plural nominative. Тему. Теми. Topics, feminine plural genitive. English. Topic / stress D letter 251 lengthened P small cap IK / Russian. Тема. Тема. / stress тема / The next word is beach. The Russian sentence is. Я люблю ходить на пляж. Breakdown. Я. Я, I, pronoun, nominative case L-U-B-L-U. Люблю. Люблю, I love, verb, present tense, first person singular ха-о-де-те-ери. Ходить. Ходит, to walk, to go, verb, infinitive na. Na. Na, on, to, at, preposition pelage. Plash. Plage, beach, noun, masculine. Key concepts. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs are conjugated for person, number, tense, and aspect. Here. L-U-B-L-U is conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Prepositions. Prepositions are essential to understanding the grammatical relationships between words in a sentence. na is used to indicate location on the beach. Noun declension. Nouns in Russian change form depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. In this case, pelyage remains in the nominative case, as it is the direct object of the verb. Pronunciation. Ya. Ya. Ya, pronounced ya, as in yablu. Lublu. Lublu, pronounced lublu, as in blue, with a y sound before the ukaoderiteri. Hodit. Hodit, pronounced hodit, as in hot, with a soft d sound at the end na. Na. Na, pronounced na, as in nap pelyage. Plash. Plyage, pronounced plyage, as in play, with a zh sound like the s in pleasure. Translation. I love to walk on the beach. Variations. Yalublu pelyage. Yalublu plash. Yalublu plyage, I love the beach. Yalublu kaoderiteriena pelyage lietom. Yalublu hodit na plash letom. Yalublu hodit na plyage letom, I love to walk on the beach in the summer. English. Beach slash Russian. Plash. Plyage. The next word is attract. The word attract in Russian can be translated as privikat. Pronounced privikat. This verb is used to describe the action of drawing someone or something towards something else. Sentence. Yarkitsvieta privikayut vnimanyi. Pronounced yarkitsvita privikayut vnimanyi. Breakdown. Yarki. Pronounced yarkai, bright, colorful. Tsvieta. Pronounced tsvita, colors. Privikayut. Pronounced privikayut, attract, draw attention. Vnimanyi. Pronounced vnimanyi, attention. Translation. Bright colors attract attention. Key concepts. The verb privikat is a transitive verb, meaning it takes a direct object. In this sentence, the object is vnimanyi. Attention. The word yarki is an adjective modifying the noun tsvieta. Colors. Yarki and tsvieta are in the nominative case because they are the subject of the sentence. Variations. Privilege. Pronounced privilege, past tense of privikat. Meaning, to attract, to draw attention. Pritagatinui. Pronounced pritagatelnii, adjective meaning attractive. Pronunciation tips. The Russian letter R is pronounced like the English Y in yard. The Russian letter Y in tsvieta and privikayut is pronounced like the English Y in yet. The letter combination Y in yarki is pronounced like the English U in flute. English and Russian translation. Attract. Privikat. Pronounced privikat. The next word is both. Both of us are studying the Russian language. Мы оба изучаем русский язык. Breakdown. Мы. Pronounced like my, we, nominative case, subject of the sentence. Оба. Pronounced like оба, both, masculine plural. Изучаем. Pronounced like изучаем, present tense verb, to study, we are studying. Русский. pronounced like Ruski, Russian, adjective. Yazyk. Pronounced like Yazyk, language. Key concepts. Case. Russian nouns and pronouns change their endings depending on their function in the sentence, nominative, accusative, genitive, etc. This sentence uses the nominative case for mieru, we, because it is the subject. Gender agreement. Adjectives in Russian agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. In this case, RUSSKAYIKATKOYI, Russian, agrees with YAZERUKA, language, which is masculine. Plural forms. OBEA is used for both masculine and feminine nouns in the plural form. Word pronunciation. Mu. Pronounced like my. Oba. Pronounced like oba. Izuchayim. Pronounced like izuchayim. Ruski. Pronounced like ruski. Yazyk. Pronounced like yazyk. English translation of sentence. We both are studying the Russian language. The next word is ki. Hash hash ki. Sentence. On pришёл домой. Breakdown. On. On. This is the nominative case of the pronoun, he. It is used as the subject of the sentence. Think of he as the person who does the action of the sentence. Pronunciation. On pришёл. Pришёл. This is the past tense of the verb, to come. Приходит. Pronounced, прикадити, and means, to arrive. The ending, L, signifies the masculine singular past tense. Think of it as the action the subject does. Pronunciation. Пришёл домой. Домой. This word means, home, and is used here as an adverb. Think of it as, where the action takes place. Pronunciation. Домой. Translation. He came home. Key concepts. Nominative case. This is the basic form of a noun, or pronoun, used when it is the subject of a sentence. Past tense. This tense describes an action that happened in the past. Adverb. This is a word that modifies a verb, adjective, or another adverb. Variations. Ona perishala domoi kratkoye. Ona prišla domoi. She came home, the pronoun changes to ona. Ona. She, to match the feminine singular gender. Ona perishala domoi kratkoye. Ona prišli domoi. They came home, the pronoun changes to ony. Ony. They, to match the plural gender. Pronunciation. He. On. On, came. Пришёл. Пришёл, home. Домой. Домой. The next word is engage. The word, engage, in English has many meanings. The sentence below uses the verb, to engage, in the sense of, to involve oneself in something. Sentence. Студенты активно занимаются изучением русского языка. Translation. The students are actively engaged in the study of the Russian language. Breakdown. Студенты. Students. Студенты. Активно. Actively. Активно. Занимаются. Are engaged, third person plural present tense of. Заниматься. To be engaged in, to study. Изучением. The study, from. Изучать. To study. Изучение. Is the gerund. Русского. Russian, from. Русский. Russian. Языка. Language. Языка. Key concepts. The verb заниматься is an important verb to learn in Russian. It means to be engaged in or occupied with something. It takes the preposition before the activity. The gerund изучение is a noun that describes the action of studying. It is formed by adding the suffix -ние to the verb stem. Variations. You can use the verb заниматься with different prepositions depending on the context. The verb заниматься can also be used in other tenses. For example, занимался. Past tense means was engaged in or studied. Pronunciation. Студенты. Студенты. Активно. Активно. Занимаются. Занимаются. Изучением. Изучением. Русского. Русского. Языка. Языка. English to Russian. Engage. Заниматься. Заниматься. The next word is powerful. The Russian word for powerful is мощный. Pronounced мощный. It's an adjective that can be used to describe something that has a lot of strength, force, or influence. Here's a sentence using мощный. Этот двигатель очень мощный. This translates to, this engine is very powerful. Этот. Pronounced, этот, means, this, and is a demonstrative adjective. Двигатель. Pronounced, двигатель, means, engine. Очень. Pronounced, очень, means, very. Мощный. Pronounced, мощный, means, powerful. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. Мощный is masculine, agreeing with the masculine noun. Двигатель. Adjective endings. The ending of the adjective changes depending on the gender, number, and case of the noun. In this case, the masculine nominative singular form of мощный is used. Variations of мощный. Мощная. Pronounced мощная, feminine singular. Мощная. Pronounced мощно, neuter singular. Мощная. Pronounced мощная, plural. English to Russian translation. Powerful. Мощный. Pronounced мощный. The next word is flower. The word цветок. Pronounced цветок means flower. It's a masculine noun, so you'll need to use the masculine form of the adjective if you're describing it. The plural form of this word is цветы. Pronounced цветы. Here is a sentence. Я люблю смотреть на красивые цветы в саду. Я люблю смотреть на красивые цветы в саду. Breakdown. Я, pronoun. Люблю. Люблю, I love, verb, present tense. Смотреть. Смотреть, to look, verb, infinitive. But here it's in the present tense. На, on, preposition. Красивые. Красивые, beautiful, adjective, plural, feminine, the word. Красивые. Красивые is the masculine form of this adjective. Цветы. Die Zwette, flowers, noun, plural. V in preposition. Sadhu. Sadhu, garden, noun, masculine. Translation. I love to look at beautiful flowers in the garden. Pronunciation. Tsvitok. Tsvitok, the ts sounds like ts in cats, and ka is like the k in kick. Tsvitu. Tsvitai, the yeru sounds like e in c. Remember to pay attention to the gender of nouns and adjectives in Russian. Also, practice saying these words aloud to get used to the sounds of Russian. The next word is crisis. The Russian word for crisis is krizis. Krizis. The pronunciation is krizis. The I in krizis sounds similar to the E in C. The S at the end sounds like the S in kiss, not the S in bus. Here is a sentence using the word. Этот кризис затронул все сферы жизни. This sentence means, this crisis affected all spheres of life. Let's break down the sentence. Этот. Этот. This pronunciation. Этот. T is almost silent at the end. Кризис. Crisis. Crisis, pronunciation. Crisis. Затронул. Затронул. Affected, pronunciation. Затронул. Все. Все. All, pronunciation. Все. Сферы. Сферы. Spheres, pronunciation. Сферы. Жизни. Жизни. Life, pronunciation. Жизни. Key concepts. Gender. Кризис. Is a masculine noun. This is important, because it affects the agreement of other words in the sentence. For example, you can see that the adjective этот agrees with the noun кризис. In gender case, the noun кризис is in the nominative case, which is the subject of the sentence. Verb затронул is a past tense verb. It is conjugated to agree with the subject. Кризис. The word кризис is a very common word in Russian, and is often used in the news. The plural form of кризис is кризисы. Кризисы. English. Crisis, crisis, Russian. Кризис. Crises. The next word is settle. The word settle in English has many meanings, but for this example we will look at the meaning to reach an agreement. Мы должны уладить этот спор. Let's break down the sentence. Мы. Pronounced my, like, me, but with an e sound at the end, means we. Должны. Pronounced должны, like должны, means must or have to. This is a modal verb and is followed by an infinitive. Уладить. Pronounced уладить, like уладить, with the emphasis on the last syllable, means to settle or to resolve. It is an infinitive. Этот. Pronounced этот, like этот, with the emphasis on the first syllable, means this, and is an adjective, which agrees in gender and number with the noun dispute. Спор. Pronounced спор, like Spore, with the emphasis on the first syllable, means dispute or argument. Translation. We must settle this dispute. It is important to note that the word right can also be used in other contexts, such as to settle down or to settle in. Here are some variations of the sentence. Попытайтесь уладить этот спор. Try to settle this dispute. Они уладили этот спор мирным путем. They settled this dispute peacefully. Мы должны уладить все разногласия. We must settle all differences. English. Settle. Stress settle. Russian. Уладить. Уладить. The next word is boat. The sentence is. Я люблю кататься на лодке по ветру. Breakdown. Я, this is the subject pronoun, which is the person performing the action. Люблю. Люблю, I love, this is the verb in the present tense, first person singular, which means it's referring to I, and it's happening now. It's conjugated to match the subject. I. Кататься. Кататься, to ride, to go for a ride, this is the infinitive form of the verb, meaning it is not conjugated. However, it is used here in the form of an infinitive phrase, indicating the action. На. На, on, in, this is a preposition, meaning it shows the relationship between the noun, boat, and the verb, to ride. Лодки. Лодк, boat, the noun, which is the object of the preposition на, is in the prepositional case, which is used when the noun is governed by a preposition. По. По, along, on, another preposition, showing the relationship between the verb, to ride, and the noun, lake. Овьеру. Овери, lake, the noun, which is the object of the preposition по, is in the prepositional case. Key concepts. Prepositional case. This is one of the six cases in Russian, used to show the relationship between a noun and a preposition. Infinitive phrase. This is a verb form in the infinitive, but it acts as an adjective or noun within a sentence. Subject-verb agreement. The verb must agree with the subject in person and number. Translation. I love to ride in a boat on the lake. Pronunciation. Люблю. Люблю, люблю. Кататься. Кататься, кататься. На. На, на. Лодки. Лодк, лодки. По. По, по. Озеру. Озери, озеру. Variations. Лодка. Лодка, boat, nominative case, the nominative case is used when the noun is the subject of the sentence. Лодку. Лодку, boat, accusative case, the accusative case is used for the direct object of a verb. Лодками. Лодками, boats, instrumental case, the instrumental case is used to show how something is done. Озеро. Озеро, lake, nominative case, the nominative case is used when the noun is the subject of the sentence. Озеро. Озеро, lakes, nominative case plural, the nominative case plural is used for multiple lakes as the subject of the sentence. The next word is made. This sentence uses the word помощь. Pronounced помощь, meaning aid or help. It is a feminine noun, so it takes feminine endings. The sentence. Я ему нужна. Помощь. СПОМАШАНИМЗАДАНИЕМ. Ему нужна помощь. С домашним заданием. Breakdown. Yimu. Pronounced Yimu, to him, dative case pronoun. Nuzna. Pronounced Nuzna, is needed, feminine singular form of the verb Nujen, Nujan. Pomus. Pronounced Pomosht, aid, help, feminine noun. S. Pronounced S, with. Damashnim. Pronounced Damashnim, homework, masculine noun in instrumental case. Zadanim. Pronounced Zadanim, assignment, neuter noun in instrumental case. This sentence means, he needs help with his homework. Key concept. The instrumental case is used to indicate the tool, or means by, which an action is performed. It is often translated as, with, in English. Helpful hint. The ending -em, pronounced -em, is a common ending for the instrumental case of nouns. Word and pronunciation. Aid. Pomus. Pronounced Pomosht. The next word is fan. The word, fan, can be translated into Russian as Vyer. Pronounced Vyer, which means a fan used to cool oneself. Here is a sample sentence. Unya v rukach v krasivli Vyer. Pronounced Unyo v rukach bile krasivli Vyer, this means, she had a beautiful fan in her hands. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. U. Pronounced U, this is the preposition, at, or, with, which is used in this case to indicate possession. This is similar to saying, she has. Nye ikratkoye. Nye. Pronounced Nye, the word Nye ikratkoye, is a dative case of the pronoun or Na, she. The dative case is used to show the indirect object, which means the person, who is receiving the action of the verb. Here it means, her, where. Pronounced, v, is the preposition, in. The preposition, where, is used to indicate location, or position. Rukaha. Rukach. Pronounced, rukach, is the plural form of the word rukaha, hand, in the prepositional case. The prepositional case is used to show the place, or time of an action. Be-yeru-el. Pronounced, bile, is the past tense of the verb be-yeru-te-yeri, to be. This verb is used to describe the state of being. It is the masculine singular form of the verb. Ka-ra-se be-yeru-ikratkoye. Krasivli. Pronounced, krasivai, means, beautiful. This is an adjective that describes the noun ve-ye-yer, ve-ye-yer. Ye-yer. Pronounced ve-yer means fan. You can also use the word fanat. Pronounced fanat, which means a fan of something. For example, you could say, your fanat footballer. Pronounced your fanat footballer, which means I am a fan of football. The word fanat is used to describe someone who is a passionate supporter of something. English, fan Russian. Vyer. Pronounced vyer and fanat. Pronounced fanat. The next word is kitchen. The word kitchen in Russian is kuchna. Pronounced kuchnaya. It is a feminine noun, which means it takes a feminine ending in the nominative case, like kuchni. Kuchni. Let's try an example sentence. The kitchen is clean. Kuchna chistaya. Pronounced kuchnaya chistaya. Breakdown. Kuchna. Kuchnaya. Kitchen. The word is in the nominative case, so it ends in ya. Ya. Chistaya. Kaisteya. Clean. This is the feminine form of the adjective cheyesteyerikatkoye. Kaistaye. Remember that adjectives in Russian agree with the noun in gender, number, and case. Variations. Plural. Kuchni. Kuhni. Kitchen's genitive case. Kuchni. Kuhni. Of the kitchen dative case. Kuchni. Kuhni. To the kitchen accusative case. Kuchniu. Kunaiu. The kitchen instrumental case. Kuchni. Kunai. With the kitchen prepositional case. Kuchni. Kuhni. About the kitchen. Key concepts. Russian nouns have genders. Masculine, feminine, and neuter. Russian nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on the case, nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, instrumental, prepositional. The gender, number, and case of adjectives must agree with the noun they modify. Translation. Kitchen. Kuchna. Kuchnaya. Clean. Chistaya. Kaistaya. The next word is twice. The word, twice, in English means two times. In Russian, this can be expressed using the word dvazhdy, pronounced dvazhdy. Here is an example sentence. Ya beru lvmoskavye. Dvazhdy. Ya. Yeah, I. Bile was. V. In. Moskvye. Moskv, Moscow. Dvazhdy. Dvazhdy, twice. Translation. I was in Moscow twice. Key concept. The word. Dvazhdy. Is an adverb, and modifies the verb. Bile. Was. It shows how many times the action of being in Moscow occurred. Variations. There are no other direct variations of the word. Dvazhdy. However, you could use the phrase. Dva raza. Pronounced dva raza, which literally means two times. This phrase is less formal than. Dvazhdy. Pronunciation. Dvazhdy. Dvazhdy, the d sound is similar to the d in the English word dog, the zh sound is similar to the s in the English word vision, and the di sound similar to the d in the English word deed. English. Twice Russian. Dvazhdy. Dvazhdy. The next word is own. The word own in English can be used in a variety of ways. But most often it will mean belonging to someone. The Russian word for own is svoy. Pronounced svoy. Here is a sentence using the word umyanyayesteyeri. Svoya. Sobeaka. Umyanyayest. Svoya. Sabaka. Umyanya. Umyanya. Means, I have. Yesteyeri. Yest. Means, have. It is a verb, meaning that it changes depending on the subject and time. Svoya. Pronounced, svoya, means, my own. The word. Svoy. Svoy. Changes form depending on the gender of the object you are talking about. In this case, it is feminine, because it describes sobeaka, which is feminine. Sobeaka. Sabaka. Means, dog. So the full sentence means, I have my own dog. This sentence indicates that the dog is not shared with anyone else. Here are some variations. Unyege o yeste yeri. Svea. Ema shayena. Unaigo yest. Svoya. Machina, he has his own car. Unyege yeri. Svea. Kao emenatea. Unaio yest. Svoya. Kamata, she has her own room. Unas yeste yeri. Svoy. Beom. Unas yest. Svoy. Dom, we have our own house. Unyenya yeste yeri. Svoya. Emyechetea. Umyenya yest. Svoya. Mechta, I have my own dream. Own. Svoy. Svoy, my own. Svoya. Svoya, feminine. Your own. Svoya. Svoya, feminine. Svoy. Svoy, masculine. Svoye. Svoy, neuter his own. Svoy. Svoy, her own. Svoya. Svoya, our own. Svoy. Svoy, their own. Svoy. Svoy. Hints on pronunciation. Remember to stress the first syllable of Svoy. Svoy. The Y sound in Svoya. Svoya. Is a bit softer than the English Y sound. The final consonant sound in Svoy. Svoy. Is similar to the English V, but is pronounced with your lips together, as if you were going to make a B sound. The word Sabaka. Sabaka. Has a similar vowel sound to the in father or car. The ka at the end of Sabaka. Sabaka. Sounds like the English K, but with your lips slightly together. The next word is fresh. The word fresh in English can be translated into Russian as Svezhiy. Svezhiy, meaning fresh, new, or recent. The word is an adjective and can be used to describe many things, such as food, air, or ideas. Example sentence. Я люблю есть свежий хлеб. Я люблю есть свежий хлеб. Breakdown. Я, I, pronoun. Люблю. Люблю, I love, verb. Есть. Есть, to eat, verb. Свежий. Свежий, fresh, adjective. Хлеб. Khleb, bread, noun. Translation. I love to eat fresh bread. Pronunciation. Svezhiy. Svezhiy, svezhiy. Variations. Svezhest. Svezhest, freshness, noun. Svezhiy. Svezhiy, fresh, adjective, masculine. Svezhiy. Svezhaya, fresh, adjective, feminine. Svezhayi. Svezhi, fresh, adjective, neuter. Key concept. The Russian word for fresh. Svezhiy. Svezhiy has three different forms, depending on the gender of the noun it describes. For example, if you are talking about a fresh apple. Yabloko. Yabloko. You would use the feminine form of the adjective. Svezhaya. Svezhaya, because the noun is feminine. English, fresh / Russian. Svezhiy. Svezhiy. The next word is delay. The word delay can be translated into Russian as Zadershka. Pronounced Zadershka, or Atsrochka. Pronounced Atesrokka, depending on the context. Here is an example sentence using Najirska. Isla Najirski Gesa Mupas Dainovstriechu. Pronounced Isla Najirski Gesa Mupas Dainovstriechu. Breakdown. Isla. Pronounced Isla because of mutual prepositional phrase. Najirska. Pronounced Najirska, delay, noun. Gesa. Pronounced Gesa. Flight, genitive case of yes. Mu. Pronounced my, we, nominative case. Apazdali. Pronounced apazdali, were late, past tense, perfective aspect. Na. Pronounced na, on, to, prepositional phrase. Vstrechu. Pronounced vstrechu, meeting, accusative case. This sentence translates to, due to the flight delay, we were late for the meeting. Key concepts. Prepositional phrases. Prepositional phrases are groups of words that begin with a preposition, for example, isla. Na. They modify nouns or verbs and provide additional information about location, time, reason, etc. Cases. Russian nouns and pronouns have different forms depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. These forms are called cases. In the above sentence, Gesa is in the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition. Isla and Vstrechu is in the accusative case because it is the object of the verb. Apazdali. Pronunciation notes. The stress in Najirska falls on the second syllable. The letter ye at the end of Gesa is pronounced as a soft e sound. The ch in Vstrechu is pronounced as a voiceless ch sound. Translation of words. Najirska. Pronounced Najirska, delay. Yes. Pronounced raise, flight. Mu. Pronounced my, we. Apazdali. Pronounced apazdali, were late. Vstrecha. Pronounced vstrecha, meeting. The next word is safety. The Russian sentence is. Безопасность. Это важно для всех. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Безопасность. Pronounced. Безопасность. This is the noun, safety, in the nominative case, meaning it is the subject of the sentence. The word can be used in the singular or plural form. The plural form of безопасность is безопасности. It can also be used in other cases, such as the genitive case. Безопасности. Dative case. Безопасности. Accusative case. Безопасность. Instrumental case. Безопасностью. And prepositional case. Безопасности. These cases are used to indicate the relationship of the noun to other words in the sentence. Это. Pronounced. Это, this is a demonstrative pronoun that means this or it. It is used to refer to something that has already been mentioned. Важно. Pronounced. Важно, this is the adjective, important, in the neuter singular form. The word is used in the nominative case, which means it acts as a predicate. It can also be used in other cases to indicate its relationship to other words in the sentence. The plural form is важно. Для. Pronounced. Для. This is the preposition for. It is used to indicate the purpose or beneficiary of something. The preposition is followed by the genitive case of the noun. Всех. pronounced. We say, this is the pronoun, all, in the genitive case, which indicates that something belongs to all. It is used after the preposition. Da. The sentence means, safety is important for everyone. English. Safety Russian. Безопасность. Pronounced. Безопасность. The next word is engineer. Engineer. Строит. Мосты. Breakdown. Engineer. Engineer, engineer, masculine noun. Строит. Строит, builds, third person singular present tense of the verb строить, строит, to build. Мосты. Мосты, bridges, plural noun. Sentence meaning, the engineer builds bridges. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The word for engineer is masculine, so we use the masculine form of the verb estroiteri, stroit, plural. The word for bridge is in the plural form, because there are more than one bridge. Word order. The typical word order in Russian is subject-verb-object, just like English. Variations. Inženýrka. Engineer car, engineer, feminine noun, you would use this word, if the engineer was female. English translation. Engineer builds bridges. The next word is quiet. The word, quiet, in Russian is tichy. Pronounced, tichy. It's an adjective, meaning, silent, or, calm. Here's an example sentence. В библиотеке было очень тихо. Pronounced V B B A H T K B L O H C H N T E K. Breakdown. Pronounced V. This is a preposition meaning in or at. Библиотеке. Pronounced B B A H T K. This is the feminine nominative singular form of the noun B B L I O T E K A. Bibliothekar. Meaning, library. Bula. Pronounced, below, this is the past tense of the verb beyeruteyeri. Beat. Meaning, to be. Ochin. Pronounced, ohchen, this means, very. Ticha. Pronounced, tiki, this is the neuter nominative singular form of the adjective tehaikratkoye. Tiki. Meaning, quiet. Translation. It was very quiet in the library. Variations. The adjective, quiet, can be used in different forms depending on the grammatical context. Masculine. Tichy. Pronounced, tiki, feminine. Тихая. Pronounced тихая, neuter. Тихая. Pronounced тихое, plural. Тихая. Pronounced тихие. Pronunciation tips. Т. Colon, make a T sound, but with your tongue slightly behind your teeth. Ха. Colon, a soft K sound. Икраткое. Colon, this is a soft, Y, sound, like the, Y, in, yes. English. Quiet slash stress KW a small cap I schwa T slash Russian. Тихий. Slash stress T small cap I X small cap I J slash. The next word is insurance. Hash hash. Страховка. Ну. Машину. Необходимо. Для безопасности. Breakdown. Страховка. Страховка, this is the noun for insurance, and it is feminine in Russian. It is a key word, and must be memorized for future use. Ну. На, this is the preposition meaning, on, or, for. It is used to indicate what the insurance is for. Mashunu. Mashinu, this is the accusative case of the noun meaning car. It is feminine, and we are using the accusative case because it is the direct object of the preposition. No. Be careful to not confuse this with mashuna. Mashina, which is the nominative, subject, case of the noun. Nyakhajima. Niabhadiima, this is the feminine singular form of the adjective meaning necessary or required. It agrees in gender with the noun. Strachovka. Dla. Dlaya, this is the preposition meaning for or in order to. It is used to indicate the purpose of the insurance. Bezapasnosti. Bezapasnosti, this is the genitive case of the noun meaning safety. It is feminine, and we are using the genitive case because it is the object of the preposition. Dla. Be careful not to confuse this with the nominative case. Bezapasnost. Bezapasnosti, which means safety. Meaning. Car insurance is necessary for safety. Variations. You can use the same sentence structure to discuss insurance for other things, such as your house or your health. Just replace the word for car with the appropriate noun. Pronunciation. Strachovka. Strachovka. No. Na. Mashunu. Mashinu. Nyakhajima. Niabhadiima. Dla. Dlaya. Bezapasnosti. Bezapasnosti. English translation. Insurance. Strachovka. Strachovka, on. No. Na, ka. Mashuna. Mashina, necessary. Nyakhajimui. Niabhadiimai, for. Dla. Dlaya, safety. Bezapasnost. Bezapasnost, t.